docket is case number 14557. It's an application for temporary spacing for an oil or gas pool discovered by Samson Resources Company. Would all interested parties please come forward?
Lawrence Bender, P.O. Box 1855, Bismarck, North Dakota, appearing case 14557 on behalf of Samson Resources Company. We intend to call three witnesses in this temporary spacing matter: Connie Wagers, Land; Brian Berwick, Geology; and Dan Gravy will be offering engineering testimony.
Thank you. Ms. Wagers, are you on the phone?
Yes, I am.
Do you promise to tell the truth in this hearing?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Connie, state your full name for the record, please. Spell your last name.
Connie Wagers, W-A-G-E-R-S.
And Connie, by whom are you employed in what capacity?
I'm employed by Samson Resources as a landman.
And in that capacity, you've testified before the commission previously and had your qualifications accepted as that of an expert?
Yes, I have.
Offer the further testimony of this witness out of an expert.
Motion granted.
Connie, let's turn to the packet of exhibits that I've distributed to the commission staff. Let's start with Exhibit 1A. Can you tell me what that is?
This is a regional location map, Divide County, showing the area of interest on this application.
Okay, and then Exhibit 1B.
Is for case 14558, and it's a regional location map showing the area of interest for this application.
And Mr. Examiner, I apologize. We've combined our exhibits for case 14557 and 14558 because they're right next to each other. So maybe, I apologize, might be a
consolidate.
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't we do that, and I'll just call the second case. So this is the hearing on both case numbers 14557. We've already announced that. That's a temporary spacing from Samson Resources Company. And we'll combine 14557 with 14558, which is an application of Samson for an order creating four 720-acre drilling units. So you can proceed.
Thank you, and I apologize for the confusion. And I'm sorry, Connie, can you just once again briefly discuss Exhibit 1B?
Sure. That is a regional location map showing the area of interest or for the application for 14558.
Okay. And then let's go to the next exhibit, Connie, Exhibit 2A. Can you tell me what that is?
2A is the lease ownership map showing the various units, showing Blooming Prairie in the brown color, Ambrose Field in the green, and then in the yellow, then outline of Kandak Field is outlined with a red outline. And then the cases for 14557 are sections 1 through 5 and 8 through 12 in 16398, and then case 14558 is shown in a lighter yellow, and that's the 4720.
Okay. And then let's go to the next exhibit, 2B. Can you tell us what that
2B
is?
2B is a lease ownership map showing Samson and his partners working interest. Do you want me to go through each one?
Okay. Yeah, please.
Okay. Sections 5 and 8, Samson, Baytex, and New Locker, we're all partners. 83.615%, 4 and 9, Samson and his partners 100%. Sections 3 and 10, 98.607%. 2 and 11, 90.62%, and sections 1 and 12, 87.556%.
Okay, and then 2C, tell us what that is.
2C is the lease ownership map for the four 720s in 16498. Samson and his partners in 26 and 35 have 76.6657%. In sections 25 and 36 of 16499, 95.61. In sections 30 and 31 of 16498, Samson and his partners 94.4, and in 29 and 32, 91.614%.
That's all the questions I have for the land witness at this time, Mr. Examiner.
Thank you. Are there any questions from staff of this witness? Mr. Berwick, are you on the phone?
Yes.
This is the hearing officer. I'd like to place you under oath. You promise to tell the truth in this hearing?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Brian, state your full name for the record, please, and spell your last name.
It's Brian Berwick, B-E-R-W-I-C-K.
And, Brian, by whom are you employed in what capacity?
Samson Resources as a geologist.
And in that capacity, have you testified before the commission previously?
Yes, I have.
And you've had your qualifications accepted as that of an expert, is that correct?
Yes.
Offer the further testimony of this witness as an expert.
Motion granted.
Brian, let's go back to the packet of exhibits that Connie started talking about, and let's start with Exhibit 3A. Tell us what that is.
3A is a location map of case number 14557, and that's outlined there, color filled with pink. This is a structure map on the top of the Bakken Formation with 50-foot contours, and in the very light blue line there is a cross-section A through A prime, which will be a future exhibit.
Okay, let's go to Exhibit 3B.
3B is different location map for case number 14558 in purple, and this shows the top of the Bakken structure with 50-foot contours and a four-well cross-section, A through A prime, going through the area of interest.
And then Exhibit 4A.
4A is a three-well cross-section for case 14557, and starting from the top in gray is the upper Bakken shale, in purple is the upper middle Bakken, in yellow is the middle Bakken sand, in pink is the lower middle Bakken, and in the gray is the lower Bakken shale, and in the peak is the upper Three Forks formation. And this cross-section shows that the Bakken is a continuous pool across this area of interest.
Okay, and then 4B.
4B is a four-well cross-section for case number 14558. Same color code from gray as the upper Bakken shale, pink, middle Bakken, upper middle Bakken, yellow, middle Bakken sand, blue, light blue, lower middle Bakken, gray, lower Bakken shale, and pink, upper Three Forks. And this cross-section shows the continuous pool across the area of interest.
No further questions of the geologic witness.
Any questions from staff?
Brian, what is the... or what was the target in the Nova well?
That was Three Forks.
And is that the intended target for the drilling or spacing units in 14558?
As of now, that is the intended target, yes.
Thank you.
Brian, this is Bruce Hicks. Do you think that the sand has any significance in production?
Do I think the sand in the Middle Bakken has any significance?
Yes.
Yes, I do. In which capacity for production?
Well, that's what I'm asking you. What you've got it outlined here, I was wondering what your thoughts were on the sand.
Yes, it definitely adds to additional storage capacity for the reservoir.
Is it a potential target, or would you tend to target above or below it?
As of now, we target the sand just mainly to allow us to know where we are in the Middle Bakken when we're steering the well. So that's the importance to us for it.
Is that a future target?
Yes, that would be the target.
But you said Three Forks.
Oh, the Three Forks here, the target would be for the Three Forks, but in the future, the Middle Bakken could be a potential target.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Gravy, are you on the phone?
Yes, I am.
Do you promise to tell the truth in this hearing?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Dan, state your full name for the record. Spell your last name.
Dan Gravy, G-R-A-D-V-E.
And Dan, by whom are you employed in what capacity?
Sampson Resources as an engineer.
And you've testified before the commission previously, have you not?
Yes, I have.
And you've had your qualifications accepted as an expert?
Yes.
Offer the further testimony of this witness out of an expert.
Motion granted.
Dan, let's go to the next exhibit in the packet, Exhibit 5A. You want to tell us what that is?
Exhibit 5A is the 1280-acre horizontal well schematic. Shown here is a north-south azimuth with the well centered in the middle of the spacing unit.
Okay, and then 5B.
5B is a 720-acre horizontal well schematic for case 14558. Shown here on this map is a north-south azimuth orientation for the wells in question. whenever possible, we would like to utilize a pad location in order to facilitate the drilling of these wells.
5C.
5C is a 720-acre horizontal well schematic for the laterals in sections in Township 164 North, Range 99 West, and Township 164 North, Range 98 West. Shown here, once again, is a north-south azimuth surface location in the south, drilling to the north.
Okay, and then very quickly, I'll have you discuss 6A and 6B.
6A is a 1,280-acre horizontal well schematic. Shown here is a 29-stage completion utilizing both sliding sleeves and perf and plugs. Exhibit 6B is in reference to case number 14558. It's shown here as a 720-acre horizontal well schematic, 21-stage completion, all completed.
Okay, and then next I'd like you to discuss exhibits 7A and 7B.
Exhibit 7A shows the reservoir properties and economics for the 1,280-acre spacing units. There is a primary estimated recoverable reserves of approximately 320,000 stock tank barrels, which yields a return on investment of 2.28. Exhibit 7B is the reservoir properties and economics for the 720-acre unit. Shown here is a estimated recoverable reserves of approximately 244,000, which yields a return on investment of 2.06.
Okay, and then very quickly, exhibits 8, 9, 10, and 11.
Exhibit 8 is the oil analysis report from our NOVA 4-9163-98H well. Quick highlight, API gravity of the oil is 38.8. Exhibit 9 is an oil distillation report from the NOVA 4-9. You can see on the bottom the various percent distilled at the different temperatures. Exhibit 10 is the water analysis from the NOVA 4-9, showing the different dissolved solids and specific gravity.
Okay, and then just touch on some of the items that are contained on Exhibit 11.
Exhibit 11 details some of the properties associated with the NOVA well, including the disposition of the fluids, the oils being transported by Shell Trading Company, the salt water is being hauled by Key Energy Services, and it also details some of the field rules and pools to be included.
And in your opinion, will the requested relief prevent waste, protect relative rights, and prevent the drilling of unnecessary wells?
Yes, it will.
I have no further questions, Mr. Examiner. We'd offer each one of the exhibits that were identified by the three witnesses.
Exhibits are admitted. Are there any questions from staff?
Dan, this is Bruce Hicks. Looking at your exhibit 2A, I know you didn't go over that, but you've got your units that you're requesting in 14558, and you've got identical units to the east there. Why didn't you include any of those?
Maybe Connie.
Who are you requesting the question for?
Sorry, you're cutting out a bit.
Well, let's have Connie answer it.
Did you hear the question, Connie?
No, you were cutting out. That's why I questioned that.
Connie, I'm looking at Exhibit 2A, your lease ownership map, and over in case 14558, we've got all those units up against the Canadian border that you're asking to be spaced there. And why haven't you asked for that in 16498?
We're not sure exactly how we're going to drill those yet. You're talking about all 25 through all those that are not colored in.
Exactly.
We're waiting to see how we drill these first four before we go back in and space everything else on the border.
Okay, you do have a permit in Section 25 to drill across 25 and 36. That Knutson wells.
Yes, that Knutson, I think it was.
Right.
And you know, I might add, Bruce, I mean, if the commission thought it's more appropriate to bring those in and space them along the same lines as 29 and 32, 30 and 31, you know, we could always come back and ask for a change if we wanted to drill it differently. So if that's more convenient for the commission, we don't have any objection to that. And I don't even know what we own in that that area either. So
we own the majority interest in all four of those.
Okay.
Well, in 25, 26, 35, 36 of 16498, that is a drilling unit.
Yeah, Bruce pointed that out.
And then 27, 28, 33, and 34 are also a drilling unit.
So if you want to convert those to spacing units, that would probably be the best. And then if we wanted to come back and change them, we could.
But Mark is saying they're four-section spacing units.
Yeah, I understand that, but that's what I'm saying, convert, rather than making them all 720s.
And then we could include those in the Candac Bakken pool. And then the one or more of the, what are these, 720, 760s, whatever they are, I assume that I will include those in the Ambrose and or Candac Bakken pool rather than Samson drilling units.
That's fine.
Any other questions from staff? Anything further on this case, Mr. Brindley?
Nothing further.
That concludes the hearing on case number 14557 and case 14558. Those cases will be taken under advisement by the commission.
Thank you all.